Orange, right? Where is that on the map?
Got the map right here. Got to unzip here. That's right, because they gave us a map in the brochure. There we go. Hey, all the holes are connected.
Oh, well, let's see. It looks like we might be here. Yeah, do you think if we go here, and then here, and then here, and here, we'll get to there?
Or we get lost.
Well, we can always ask for directions along the way.
Let's try that. I mean, it's the right time. Let's go to the party.
Yeah, let's go to the party.
Hey, is this the QMD party?
Yay!
Great! Ellen, you're in QMD, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. We would actually, before we came here, we thought about going over to one of the other parties. It seems like there's four different parties at different places in the hall, just a matter of knowing where they are.
That's right. That happens all the time. And Monday night's at the World Conference.
And Ray gave me a list that I had in my computer, my phone, of where all the different parties are. Because he seems to be booked in.
Absolutely. So I think, Bo, we should let folks know what we experienced at the World Conference.
Good idea.
That sounds like a great idea.
All right. Greg, you want to start out?
Yeah, let's start it off. My name's Greg Monaco. I'm here with Bob Orkin. Barbara, well, thank you for talking to me. Barbara McCullough, who's our section secretary, and Ellen Quinn. Ellen is a member of our section as well as 509. Ellen is one of the driving forces behind the quality management division. Barb has been with ASQ for a number of years, as has Bob. Bob has been with the
Design
and Construction Division since Design and Construction started with the Romans. Well, maybe a few centuries removed. But Bob did something unusual this year. He was there as a volunteer. I was there for my very first time ever, and it's quite an experience seeing 3,000 people from all over the world descend into one place. And as the new guy, you're trying to fit in because many of the folks have 25 years down to 6 years of interaction, and everybody wants to see each other because they come in from all over the place. Thanks to the magic of computers, we do have a bunch of pictures. They're kind of small, but Jeff is going to put them all up on the website so you'll be able to see some of the places that we've been. So to start off with Bob, since you were doing so much volunteering and he was in blue and white, even though this is Tennessee where they brag about the orange and cream, he managed to wear a special vest that you'll see him in the slides. And Bob had a unique perspective to see everything going on, because one of his things as a volunteer was to direct traffic and help people find from point A to point B when you're under 10 acres of a single roof. The Gaylord Convention Center that we're at is the largest meeting space in all of the United States once you're outside of Las Vegas. So it's really a very, very big convention place. It was a concern to the national office. They had five other conventions going on at the same time, wedding receptions and other activities. And to the headquarters folks, this is a little bit of a downer because they weren't the biggest show or the only event in town. So, a little bit different. But as a new guy, I couldn't tell, the difference. I would say, hey, wow, this is just really a neat place. And the fact that it was covered with a canopy to be out at night, and no mosquitoes. So that was good.
So, the facility was very nice. They told me that they're just shy of 3,000 rooms, the number of people at the convention, they told me it was in the 2,800 range. I don't have an exact number. When Greg refers to me as a volunteer, and by the way, everybody gets a badge, their name on it, and their level of access. And then you go around, friends, have these tags. And when you think that I have a number of tags here, and Ellen's got, and Barbara's got a long list, these are pikers. There was one.
I stopped at this
one. One person that Ellen knows had a list down to her knees and past. and had made a vest.
Yep.
Yes.
Previous.
Had made a vest of all the
ribbons and sewn them together to make a nice little vest out of them for herself.
I know.
Two of those. And so you've got this, and you get bragging rights. And so I had the volunteer and my division, divisions, because being a senior member, I've got three divisions I'm eligible for. And I would have had a section on here, but they didn't have a room for a section. And senior member, of course. And then the other one that describes me pretty well, certifiable, because I'm not certified by ASQ in any way. Volunteering, what that does is it got me a free registration at the conference. So don't think that just because you can't get somebody to pay for your registration at the conference doesn't mean you can't go to the conference. Okay, if you're a volunteer, if you review the documentation beforehand, that's how Barbara got there. If you become a moderator, as someone's saying, and sit in a conference session and moderate it, if you are
team judges,
okay, and of course the volunteer, then you get your registration for free.
Yeah, they pay for
okay, you still have to pay your expenses, your hotel, etc., but sometimes you can get that covered by a section or other organization, maybe, and you can get your registration, which is a hefty sum of change, even with the discounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's a good start. Volunteer meant that I gave them about 9 hours of my time in 3 days, actually 4 days. And I sat at the help desks, and there were four help desks throughout the conference, telling people how to find different things. And there were two of us at each help desk, and between us, we could usually figure out where somebody needed to go, especially since we had the maps. And we had done a tour beforehand and walked around. Each session, when it's being presented, has, of course, a speaker and a moderator, as Ellen just said, who's actually helping the speaker run the session. And then at the door, there's two volunteers, also in the blue vest, helping people know that they're in the right room and giving them a survey sheet that they can fill out about them.
Right.
The speakers collecting those accolades, right. So
that's
what a volunteer does. In addition to that, I was able to sit in on a couple of sessions, and I was able to sit in on a couple of the keynote speakers. And of course, there are, in the two main days of the conference, there were four keynote speakers. I guess there was another one the third day. So there's a fifth keynote speaker.
Right, he was wonderful.
Yeah. The biggest thing that I will say about a conference, and I haven't talked about the exhibit hall yet, I'll let Ellen talk about the exhibit hall, I think, but is the networking. The ability to meet people that you have or haven't met, fourth year or some people that, like these people that I'd already known, others that we didn't know. And one other point I want to make, 0511 was well represented. Okay, there were the five of us, Ray Crawford, Sonia Iver, Rachel's brother was there, couldn't be here tonight. So we were well represented.
We have a ribbon. We need a ribbon for section 0511.
That isn't a bad idea in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, would you like to say something?
Well, when I started out in August, actually, reviewing presentations for the conference, so I signed up as soon as the last conference was done, and then they over the summer, they collect all their presentations. And then in August, you sit down and you actually review about 15 to 20 of the presentations. And they give you a whole set of criteria that you're judging them against, so they know whether or not they want that type of a presentation to be done at the conference. So that was really interesting. And you get a little foreknowledge of what's going to be presented, you know. And I really like all the workshops and all the presentations that everybody does there. So I try to go to as many as I can fit in. And I've been several years now. And this year I did something that I would not normally do. And I went a day early and I took the CMQOE test. So, hopefully, you know, in 3 to 4 weeks, I'll hear about that. So, then I went to all the keynotes, and the keynotes are absolutely wonderful. If you can go to any of them, they are really well done, and they're vetted, and I learned something from absolutely everyone that I went to. And the exhibit hall is absolutely wonderful.
That's right. Well, yeah. Well, that's where I spent all my time. So I didn't get to see very much. I didn't get a chance to see the Nashville or anything. My world was the hotel and the exhibit hall. Because I am part of the quality management division. I'm the vice chair of marketing. I'm also, my company is an enterprise member of ASQ. I don't know if anyone else here, your company is an enterprise member. But I'm also the point of contact for all of Northrop Grumman. So there are a lot of activities that go on for enterprise member. They have the enterprise roundtable. A lot of the vice presidents and directors from different companies come in. But like I said, for quality management, I spent the exhibit hall, and I think there was one person that was in the exhibit hall too. But quality management division is the largest division for ASQ. And hopefully some of you are members, because we love our members. And that's actually the big thing. That's what I think Greg and Bob and Barbara was saying. When you go to the World Conference, it becomes like your network. You see people, your peers and colleagues once a year. You look forward to that. And you connect with new people too, especially around the world, international folks that you don't get a chance to talk to. And I've gone to a lot of the sessions, but I don't have time for that, so I can do the keynotes. But meeting everybody, and for Quality Management Division, meeting our members is what the reason I go. And why I keep going back is my feet are still tired from standing for 16 hours a day. And walking, I have an app on my phone. I walk at least 5 miles a day. I normally don't walk that far, so I can hardly walk when I came back.
Well, that was another thing. The conference has now put it on your phone.
That's right.
You have an app for the phone.
Yes.
And it lets you do your whole schedule, and it has the maps on it, so you can do everything right on your phone, and it's really nice.
Did you do the scavenger
really
hunt?
Nice.
Except the hospitality.
Yeah, no, those are all sacred unless you're a member.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can talk to all the division folks, and I'm just trying to think of some of the other things that go. There's so many things that go on. Especially on Monday, the Quality Management Division, we hosted a breakfast, and people were complaining. It started at 6 o'clock in the morning, but that's the only time we could start it so people could get to the keynote. Otherwise, we would never have people attend. And this year, we had over 300 people show up, which was really great to see all those folks. But you know, maybe we could just take some questions, because I know people have people here. It was free. Free breakfast.
Yeah.
Free breakfast at 6 o'clock. Yeah. I had to get up at 4.
So. Relative to training that's available,
that's
100 different courses in quality given by people who are really, truly subject matter experts on what they were discussing.
I brought a copy of the book.
38 on Monday, 38 on Tuesday, 24 on Wednesday, which is the last day. They had after-hour presentations and case studies in which you were expected to look at the information so it could be more Q&A and a carry-on discussion.
That
was new.
Flip sessions
is what they called those. But it was really something. We did an exercise on what would you do if you were stuck on the moon. We played that in teams from a quality perspective, and what would happen in any person or any group who came close to what the experts were doing. They had a number to call to get a meeting job with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. But it was, there was fun that was built into all the learning. A lot of good contacts, vendors who had products, software type, they were showcasing new features and benefits, particularly with Minitab under design of experiment, and how basic software will run 50,000 replications, and that'll all be done in about 2 minutes, and you get to see the results. So very, very, very powerful demonstrations from people who hold masters or PhDs in statistics that would be out there talking that stuff. They had people talking wind energy and what was taking place, and when you have an emergency, how do you respond to it? particularly when blades are falling off. You can't do anything. You have a multi-million dollar structure. It takes 5 weeks, if not 6 months, to get one of the tread cats that can lift stuff up.
Wow.
And how do you plug the hole? Well, you go down to your local Walmart and you get yourself the 65 centimeter exercise ball, put it in the hole, pump it up, you get a perfect fit without hurting anything. And who figured this out? The field technicians, not the engineers at the home office, not the managers.
Duct tape, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Duct tape. Yeah.
And this was in a this was in a session that was called Applying MacGyver to Your Quality Problems.
I can see that.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
And there was another after five session. These weren't all serious. There was another one that taught people how to juggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Juggle and move.
And we can mention about the teams. My company, this is our first year we had a team that competed in the International Team Excellence Award competition, which was really exciting. It was our aerospace sector. They talked about the F-18 team. And I tried to go into their session to hear about, you know, their presentation, and it was standing room only. They had 200 people in a very small room. And they did really well. They didn't win, unfortunately, but there are some teams that compete every year. It's so exciting, and that's another aspect too, that if your company, you know, has a great idea, you do a great process, that's another way to go to the conference.
Two teams from Singapore, two teams from India.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention one more thing. With Quality Management Division, what we do is we support our student members. If anyone is a student member of ASQ and chooses Quality Management Division as their division, we, Quality Management Division, will pay for the registration fee for World Conference.
How old do you have to be a student?
Have to be a full-time ASQ student. Oh, we have a question over here.
For those of us whose lives are governed by the perpetual press for resegregation units, how does that work? For how much do you get a resegregation unit for each session?
For the entire day.
The entire day.
The other day.
So going to the juggling session wouldn't give you like,
It counts. You can count the whole day. If you go to the conference, it counts.
Your tag is worth 8 credits.
Eight hours a day, 2 days.
No, it's worth
one days. You get a free recertification.
Yeah, it's one full.
What will happen is your tag, the little bar tag, for lack of a better term.
Say bar tag or.
I'm preparing for us later, John. But the barcode gets scanned, and that will go into your total accumulation for certification units. People who showed up on Saturday and Sunday because they had section duties or management duties got extra credit for giving up their weekend for that. But ASQ is very generous with recertification units by attending World, and just relative to some companies being all in, Hang, I think I'm saying it, from China, they must have won 6 awards. They were coming up division after division, which they were doing things for appliances,
right.
They were doing
washing
things for refrigerators, ovens, you know, different divisions. But there is a company in which the management is all in, which goes back to one of our previous meetings on how competitive the Chinese can be internally.
That was pretty obvious.
And
it
was
very,
very obvious. They had tremendous support from their top management within the corporation, and they really want to be the national, if not the international, leader in their brand.
I heard they spent $300,000 for all their teams. I heard that they had spent $300,000 for all their teams.
I believe it. Yeah.
They had a lot of people there. So did Telefonica, they always have a lot of people.
Telefonica from
The last few years they've been there and they've won awards.
Yeah.
So how many people here besides us
have actually been
to a World?
So good number. Good number of people.
So I'd be curious to know, like, if you didn't go this year, why not? Is it because of timing?
Yeah. I went to the healthcare compliance conference and stuff.
That's the thing. We
tried to alternate.
Having been to both the audit conference a couple of times, to a TCC and a special section conference in North Carolina and the world. Each one is different. If you're going for the broadest networking, world is the place to go.
Yeah.
But if you're going to learn something specific in your discipline, then audit or the specific conference, it can be more targeted, I would say.
Yeah. Now, one thing, like to go out, and these will be on the slides that Jeff will make available. The 70th World Conference will be
Milwaukee,
Wisconsin, the 15th through 18th of May. That's the Monday through the Wednesday.
Say why it's in Milwaukee.
Beer.
No. ASQ headquarters is in Milwaukee.
Why is the ASQ headquarters in Milwaukee?
Beer.
Go back to the original.
One of the things Ellen was sharing over dinner, because she needs to go to Milwaukee a couple times a year because of division duty,
right. The
hotels are much tighter than they were at the Gayland Osprey Land, and you want to either get yourself into the Hilton
or the Hyatt
as soon as the registration opens in December, and reserve yourself a room even if you don't know if you're going, because you could be walking or taking cabs a long, long way, because that's what's close. The benefit of it being in Milwaukee, real close to headquarters, so it's easier for them to haul gear, supplies, bring in headquarters experts. The drawback is, it's just down the street, it won't be an issue, and they might not be as proactive as they were. Go ahead, John.
Can you talk to us a little about the demographics, particularly those from the United States who were there?
The demographics of the United States.
Everybody was cookie cutter. Everybody was exactly the same as
everybody else. What was exciting this year, there were a lot more students. Every year there seems to be more and more students. That's why I was talking about quality management division, how we support our students. We go out and target universities, so I'd like to make sure we talk about the universities here in Virginia, because I want to make sure that the students know that they have an opportunity to learn from experts. I think it's a great idea.
The reason why I asked the question, I made the presumption that if the Chinese were heavily invested in sending people there, and it was supported by a large manufacturing business in China, that we'd find a lot of young engineers and participants there. If you got the telephone company in Mexico, they're heavily leveraged engineering, obviously service-oriented systems where mathematics drives, engineering drives the service model. I'd expect that. But in the demographics of the United States, the question is we're not clearly as much in manufacturing, as in Northrop Grumman's, the Boeing's, etc. But what is the population? Because if you look at the presentation in our chapters, we don't see a lot of industries, and we don't see a lot of people under 30. So what is the draw? Is there a difference in world representation, or is it, what's the story?
I don't have that information, but I can certainly ask and I can find out.
Well, what was your observations? Did you see?
I saw a wide variety of age groups and different types of people from all over the world. There were, this year, a lot more younger people, and the ones I saw, I was kind of...
When the question was asked at Ellen's breakfast, how many students there were, a lot of people stood up. What, 10, 15?
We had, QMD has 1,400 student members. Not all of them were there.
Right.
We had a large group of students that were there. A lot came from India, and a lot were in the United States.
Thank you.
Yeah. Age range, early 20s up into mid to late 70s.
No, later, older than that. We had Russ Westcott, who was close to 90.
He knew Demi.
Yeah, he did.
Hard to accomplish. There were a number of people who.
Yeah, they've actually met Demi.
So, question around the concurrent sessions. For those of us that purchased the media, do you have any suggestions for cherry picking the good concurrent sessions? I know the phone app had ratings that folks that were using the app could submit during the session. I found it to be somewhat hit or miss. I actually started staying a little bit close to the door because some of the concurrent sessions were not as strong as others. So do you have recommendations for how to cherry pick the concurrent sessions? Because I certainly won't rewatch the entire conference.
I would say what you need to do is you need to review the slides.
Yeah.
Before the sessions, like come in on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. I figured that out.
Review the whole package.
Yeah.
Mark it, and this the app allowed you to select the ones you wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Save those and just go to those sessions. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I would look at the presentations before you worry about listening to the whole presentation.
Yeah.
One of the sessions I sat in on, which would be very good for all of us, is brand marketing yourself, done by a young lady out of Florida. And it was her first presentation, and it was her sixth year, and she knew after her first world she wanted to be a presenter, and she set out as a good mom, good wife, good employee to set herself up to be successful. Jen, I don't want to attempt the last name. It's rather complex, but she gives a very energetic talk on what you can do to have your own personal brand that is unique to you as a quality professional and not tied to your company. And I encourage it. And my bias on that is I got nabbed by somebody I met, and he said, "Will you be a course critiquer and provide feedback one-on-one at the end?" So I think some people are trying to rope me in to go back next year.
But I think that's one of the keys to the going to the conference.
Yeah.
At least one of them. Go to one that you didn't plan on going to, that you didn't think about going to. Maybe somebody you met is going there and you're going to sit in on it. Just open yourself to a new experience, something you weren't thinking about, and a good chance that you'll learn something and find something different.
Yeah. It's good. A lot of stuff, old hat, some things, they throw a new wrinkle at. Sometimes you'll see a new term, and the action is you got to go off to a special room because maybe only three people are going to be able to digest it. It can get to be that complex, but they'll make themselves available.
One of the speakers was saying, he made an odd comment about Lean Six Sigma, that Lean sometimes gets too lean, it's the Six Sigma that keeps it honest. You know, there's different ways of looking at that, but the point is he made a different point of view and got people thinking.
That's true.
And there's good collegial challenging of thinking. The status quo is not sacred. There's always something new to be done. You cannot rest on your laurels, and there's plenty of examples that get given on that where, oh, we solved it, and then we quit paying attention, and we paid for it later.
I think that the keynotes also challenge you. Every one of the keynotes had something to make you a better person. If you walked out of there without feeling good and having been challenged, then you weren't listening. Because each one of the keynotes was special. So if you can get that, pay that $49, the keynote speeches are there in that package.
They're definitely worth it.
In the final keynote, the gentleman from India who was speaking talked in terms of the mass transit of Delhi and New Delhi. Each day they transport a volume of people equal to the population of the state of Texas.
Wow.
The number of people living in Texas are the number of people that they are moving by train and by bus through the streets and under the ground of Delhi and New Delhi as live in the entire state of Texas. So it gives you a appreciation for the population that the world's largest English-speaking nation has. And they do most of that without any mishaps to riders or to pedestrians. Sacred cows are another subject altogether, putting a little bit of humor in. But when you think about the tragedy that happened late last night when Amtrak was only 11 minutes outside of Philadelphia, and we had a 7-car derailment. Yeah. And why is it big news? Because trains hold the tracks in the United States, especially on that northeast corridor, of which they had to shut everything down between Philadelphia and New York, and that caused for anybody trying to get south of New York to find alternate transportation. So the fact that they can move that number of people is incredible.
How many people here are aware of Baldrige?
Baldrige?
on your certifications at your course. There was one speaker who was talking about an elementary school system, which is superintendent of the school system, that went through and achieved Aldridge. And then she was talking about the results of this and what it did to the students. Now, I was involved with trying to get a college into Aldridge at one time in a previous life, and it just didn't happen because management didn't support it. The public funding wasn't there. It didn't happen. This woman and her story were just amazing. And that's the type of thing that happened on these keynote speakers. If you hear about somebody else being successful, and it's going to drive you along for it.
Yeah. That's true. Very true.
So,
anyone have any other questions? Okay. Well,
the real test of conference is when you go into the exhibit hall, and what's the quality of the gadgets, giveaways, and swag that you can come back with? Tell me about stuff. They got a pen.
Okay, I came home with at least one flash drive, a number of pens.
Yeah, I was gonna bring stuff with me, but they gave it all away.
I had
cell phones, yes. Lounge chairs.
I didn't.
Little lounge chairs, little holders for cell phones.
We had flash drives, pens.
We had our
wine stoppers.
Anybody need a stressy, squeezy toy? DCD was giving away bulldozers.
Giving away dump trucks and cement trucks.
Beer can holders.
Beer can holders
to keep them cold.
Yeah.
Right. She must have gone to the same booth.
Pens are the big thing.
Division. Right. And of course, that's a marker as well as a pen.
Then they had the big raffle at the end.
Tuesday
afternoon, each one of the divisions, not each one, but most of the divisions had a raffle. As you went around, you put your business card in. And Tuesday afternoon, they walked around to each one of the booths and they said, okay, pull a card. And you just won a book, or you just won.
I won a certified black belt book.
All right.
I was like, that's a good $100 book.
Yeah. And then every year, the quality management division, we play a game called the Wheel of Quality.
I love that game.
Somebody broke our wheel this year. Happy about that. We'll give it a fix. Overzealous spinner. It was doing a stress test. We were telling her we were doing the quality control of the wheel, and the little spinner thing flew off. Because it would have been liability. Anyway, but we give away books. And if you answer the questions, and the questions come from the CMQOE certification exam. So we don't ask, they're just not made up questions. They're actual exam questions. So we try to add value to our members.
By the way, while we're talking about that, how many people know what the requirements are to become a senior member as compared to being a member? And have you all who are 5 years into the organization?
That's us in that now. They lowered it because they wanted to get more money. Yeah.
Four or three?
ASQ wanted to get, it's, I think it's down to 1 year. I think it's
1 year.
1 year.
Really? For senior? I haven't heard that.
Year of an ASQ member.
So anybody who wants to be a senior member should look into that.
And you get another thing after 16?
You get multiple divisions as a senior member. If you're not a senior member, extra divisions are $10.
Right.
But if you're a senior member, then you get three, I think it was?
Two,
yep.
I think it's three. Two or three, I can't remember.
It must be three because I've got three.
I was going to say, I have four plus this forum.
But you can join in any other division for just $10. You can join all, if you just want to keep adding, $10 each.
You have an enterprise.
Enterprise members only have to pay $10 for divisions and $20 per section. It's all you have to pay.
And you're a member of every division.
That's right. You can be. Well, you know, you have to add 10 for each one.
Another thing, if you like to collect manuals or reference books, it's a good place. Quality Council of Indiana gives $10 off. And the nice thing about them is if you're at the conference, call their 800 number, say you're at the conference, they will give you the conference price. It's one less thing you have to put in the baggage to go
huge.
Home. And, you know, once again, Bill Wortman, Chris,
Casey, Wes,
all the other folks are just really on top of it, very service-oriented, very information-sharing for a price. ASQ has good prices on its books.
And they'll ship it too.
And if it's something that's going out of print or they're having a fire sale on,
so we usually
$5.
Get, no, quality management division gets the ones they're giving away. We give them to our Wheel of Quality.
Yeah.
We convince them. We have all our, well, you know, free books or the low-cost books, out of print books.
You've got that, a lot of good deals through vendors.
Absolutely.
And, they actually will call you back if you have questions that they were not able to answer at the booths.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's quite a gathering place. It's where a lot of people get together. It's not an open bar, but it's a low-price cash bar.
Well, open bar is at the hospitality suite.
Yes.
But the low cash, the low cost cash bar beats all the other prices in the hotel,
yeah.
Because when you're at the Gaylord, you are a captive audience, and you're lucky to get out of breakfast for less than $25,
mm-hmm.
And that's just coffee, orange juice, and some eggs.
Wow.
Most of
it's
self-serve.
For lunch, free,
you get lunch, and then you get the Tuesday night banquet.
For the number of people, the lines moved incredibly fast once you got through the portal. Getting up to the portal, you never thought you were going to get there.
That's why I never go to the I was still in the exhibit hall taking down, you know, how can the booth be disassembled. So I missed the Tuesday night.
Well, they also had this year registration. They had the app registration,
yeah.
They had the paper registration,
yeah.
They had computer registration. So there were three different ways you could get into the conference, which I thought was a really unique way to do it. You didn't have to stand in line.
Right. No,
there were three different ways you could get your registration.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Another thing, how does Section 511 stack up against other sections? And the thing is, we do pretty good. A lot of people were very impressed that we have a moving venue throughout our section area, and nobody else has tried that. They were talking about that at the aviation division because one of our members who could not be in attendance is the incoming chair, and she was just bragging to everybody she could talk with. You got to see what they're doing back at my section. They move the dinner meetings around, which makes it a lot easier. Different people to attend. Portland, Oregon, they have a lot of real estate between their large towns, and they are going into live broadcast where they'd set up meeting venues in four different communities. They'd have one central place that they would meet. They're even trying to use web for board meetings and other things. You know, we're looking at doing the same thing. That's why Jeff is recording everything. We want to see what it's like to have it recorded for playback later. And we are also going to be taking a look at what we might be able to do for a live broadcast from one side of the county to the other side of the county.
Now, you know that the 509 and 511 get together in the software, especially this group, Scott Ankle, I guess, information, does those things. They hook in with several different MITRE sites, one over there, and get some FDA and one over the warning, license warning, and so it's really good if you can't get to the same plane and log in, even if you're phoning too, at least get the audio.
Did you miss the cardboard pizza and soda?
This is true. The people's
cardboard pizza.
But one of the things, and it is one of the nice things with 509 and 511 being so interconnected, we do a lot with the software special interest group and with the Lean Six Sigma special interest group. A lot of good ideas, a lot of power that comes out of there. So I'm going to be working with vice chairs and chairs from other sections as we try and trade best practices. But, you know, across the board, we might not be number one. We're definitely not on the bottom. We're somewhere above the middle. So as a section, we're doing pretty well. 600 plus members across 1,582 square miles. I looked up the county demographics for us. So we do have a lot of real estate. A lot of it, you know, military or park or, you know, whether it be state, county, or federal. But that's still a lot of miles, and there's a lot of cars that are on those miles.
So we want to harness as much technology as we can and enable people to participate in the information that's shared at the dinner meetings, because we have a better pool of guest speakers than most other places in the country, with Washington, D.C. being our working community, and either the international or the national experts being there. And we are the envy of everybody else with some of the speakers that we've had through the years.
One thing I would do is challenge the section to win that PAR award. I don't know where we ended up as a section, whether we, did you get a bronze?
We got a bronze.
Bronze, so we could work towards silver. There's different levels of excellence, they call it, PAR.
Right,
excellence.
That's what quality management actually got the silver.
Got the silver. Design and construction got bronze. So there are, and what it does is it's based on what you do and activities, what you, your strategic plan calls for, and how much you accomplish. And so, you know, the leadership team puts together a plan, and they get evaluated, and then they win the award. So that was, congratulations to the section for winning that award. Not every section did get it.
The PAR award is competitive based upon what you say you want to do relative to last year. So it's one of those things that we can control.
Don't use acronyms. What does PAR stand for? I know golf PAR, but obviously not we're talking about.
The PAR that we're talking about is the performance award, performance achievement recognition.
Yeah.
Performance achievement recognition is what PAR stands for.
But half the people don't know what it is or how to get it. They just,
so then it's not an award.
Yeah. I attended a special meeting for section leaders on PAR. I have notes. John and I'll talk about it, and we're going to see what we can do to enhance our chances to either repeat as a bronze medalist or step up to the silver.
I got one of those.
Ray, would I be out of order if I asked you to come up here
This is the awards recognition that they did on Saturday evening for all the people, all the divisions and sections for PAR. Also lists all the other achievements and society awards. So if you want to look through this, I'll put this over here, but it does have that type of information.
It also lists the fellow. We didn't talk about fellow either.
Fellows,
But Ray, you should tell them what your position is at ASQ.
Ray Crawford.
I'm on the board at ASQ. So I'm one of the board of directors for two more years. Just got elected last year. So I had to stay an extra 3 days. We have a board meeting in conjunction with the conference, so I stayed an extra 3 days. And we actually put together the strategic plan for ASQ for the whole society, what we're going to do over the next 5 years. And so if you would like, I'd be glad to do a presentation.
Let's do that.
Seriously. The other thing I want to mention was, I got you.
Captive audience.
ASQ just put out, you asked this question about how big is ASQ. There's a report called The Future of Quality. And it's a report that just came out. It's available to all members. And in there it has the demographics of who's in ASQ now and where do they see we're going. Obviously, the big thing with ASQ right now is global. ASQ wants to be the global voice of quality. And so that's where a lot of our strategic planning is directed. That doesn't mean at the local level you have to have it. We want to have that also. So that's a thing. So
what is that? What is it?
I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it, but I will do it.
Please do that. We appreciate it very, very much. One of the things ASQ does, as a former examiner for Baldrige, one of the things I recognize. I felt I was talking to your belly button. It's a nice belly button, by the way.
Thank you.
But clearly, the Baldrige Award has been the international benchmark for performance excellence. And you've got the European Union, you've got the Chinese, the Japanese, everything's got a model similar to Baldrige. What is the, maybe you could also speak at that time about how is Baldrige in ASQ linking and integrating across and bringing these standards of excellence in some higher degree of, I don't want to say standardification, but at least unification around, so there's a sense of international benchmark value.
Well, I do know that obviously ASQ does sponsor Baldrige, as you know, NIST,
right.
You know, NIST and then ASQ.
Right.
And we did vote to continue the sponsorship of the Baldrige Award. The actual what's in and what's out as far as Baldrige is concerned, we didn't get into that level of detail, but I'd be glad to check on it and see.
Well, I would as a sponsor and as a standard bearer of quality,
right.
I would assume ASQ has a large leadership role in terms of that. And as you know, the criteria has gotten through a lot of change in the last couple of years, especially in terms of social values.
Right.
So how does those social values in a multicultural world translate and then allow that into performance? So I have some interesting questions about this. As ASQ goes global, how is it responsible for Baldrige, which is already international recognized standard, mm-hmm. but with replicas and by jurisdictions, political
yeah.
jurisdictions, how does that all come together?
Yeah. I don't really know the answer, but I can find it. I'll tell you what I do know, and that is that ASQ is very big on certifications, mm-hmm. global certifications. So any one of the certifications is now being translated into Chinese, into Spanish. So the whole idea is every certification that ASQ has is going to be translated into a foreign language so that we get more and more certified members.
Thank you.
One of the things that makes Section 0511 stand out across all of ASQ, first of all, 32 years ago, this old white guy who was in the twilight of his career got tired of hanging around Washington, D.C. for ASQ meetings, and he decided there ought to be something closer to his residence, particularly since he had an office in his home. And if you're Dr. W. Edwards Deming, you usually get a lot of people who will say, you know, you got a good idea there, Doc. Go ahead. You've got enough members in Northern Virginia that we don't have to keep all of suburban Maryland, the district, and Northern Virginia the same thing. You can be Section 0511. Add to that, 2 years ago, one of our members, John Timmerman, was the national chair and president for ASQ. And he has spoken on occasion to us, and he's very good at Baldrige insights. He's very good at continuous process improvement. Ray, you know, stood up last year, National Board of Directors. Is Section 0511 plugged in because we are just a melting pot of quality professionals? Yes. You know, a lot of people, we don't realize it, but they look at our website. They talk to members who are on divisions. They come and they find out, oh, you're from Section 511. We want to talk to you. Can you help us on this? So there is a very arms open should you choose to attend World. I recommend everybody do at least one and then decide if you're going to go back. But there's a lot of talent in this area, and we're just trying to find ways to get us together more frequently in greater numbers so we can have a geek powwow. Because so many people who are at World Conference said, you know, the only way I can really talk like this and express myself
right.
is when
we go at World Conference.
Go to World.
That's actually the number one benefit is you don't have to explain what you do to anybody. You're at World Conference. Don't ask what you know, if you say you're a quality management person, they don't ask because they know. I like that.
You know, I've been talking about these parties that they had, okay? And what are the two biggest questions that people ask? First of all, where are you from? Because they already know your name. And if they look close enough, they can see where you're from. And then which piece of quality are you into?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not are you in quality. Not it's what piece are you into? Automotive or, okay? Everybody assumes that all of us touch a lot of things at some point in their life, touch quality management at some point in their life, touch some piece, but are you medical or are you automotive or are you inspection? And then we start talking about the particular things that they run into and how similar our problems really are when you get past the names.
Thanks.
All right. Any last questions?
Excellent.
Thank you.
you.